Story and a song, story and a song. Words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song. Hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Batt.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave.
Our first story is all about a farmer who grew things.
Ah! Do I know the farmer? Was he called Old MacDonald?
No, he wasn't called Old MacDonald. This is an old English folktale and it's got a boggart in it.
Oh, boggart? Wow, gosh, you're full of interesting ideas. All the sapotes. Are sapotes related to boggarts?
No. A boggart is a type of kind of goblin, kind of fairy, kind of mischievous creature.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Who'd want a boggart in their garden?
No. Well, that's a little bit what the story's about. So you want to get comfortable, Bat Lamb?
Oh, yeah. Boggarts. Wow.
Maybe you've never heard of boggarts either. Now, once upon a time, there lived a farmer. He'd been a farmer all his life, and his father had been a farmer, and guess what? His grandfather had been a farmer, and his great-grandfather had been a farmer as well. You might say that farming was in his bones. Now, on his farm, he had four fields, and every year he planted three of those fields full of vegetables and grains. He always left one fallow. I'm not sure if you've heard that word before, but fallow is like leaving something to rest. Yeah. Now, why did he only plant three of his four fields and leave one to rest?
Yeah, why?
Well, because that's what his father had done, and that's what his grandfather had done, and that's what his great-grandfather had done, and that's what his great-great-grandfather had done.
Well, it must have been a good reason then.
There must have been a good reason. But one year, he thought to himself,
just because something has always been done one way doesn't mean you can't change it. Why should I always rest that fourth field? Maybe this year I'll plant all four fields up. Yeah, I might grow cabbages in one field, and I might grow some.
What else could he grow? You guys have probably got ideas about things that people can grow.
Wheat.
Oh, could grow some wheat. I'll grow some wheat. That's always good for milling and making into flour. Might grow some beans.
Peas. We love peas.
Oh, peas. Or so many different things you could grow. Anyway, he was thinking about all the things he was going to grow, and he went and got himself the spade, and he started to dig that field over. And he'd only just put the spade into the ground when all of a sudden there was a puff of smoke, and there before him was the strangest looking creature that he'd ever seen. It was kind of smallish with hairy ears and a bit of a funny old snubbly looking nose, and he was dressed in raggedy old clothes with a hat upon his head, and it said,
"You are digging in my field."
That little creature was a boggart, and the boggart said, "What are you doing digging in my field?" The farmer said, "Your field? This is my field. And before that it was my father's field, and before that it was my grandfather's field, and before that it was my great-grandfather's field. I don't know what you're talking about."
"No," said the boggart. "This is my field. Every year your family leave one field for me."
"Well, I was thinking," said the farmer, "if I grow things in all four fields, well, I can grow more food, and I could take them to market and make a little bit extra money, which would be good for me and my family."
"Well, if you want to be growing things in my field, then you're going to have to share."
"Oh, I see," said the farmer. "What kind of sharing?
I want half of whatever you've grown.
Half?
Yeah, half. Now the farmer, he was pretty clever, and he had a thought. He said to the boggart, well, which half do you want? The top half or the bottom half? And the boggart, he looked at that nice, dark soil, and he thought of all the good things that would grow down in the ground, and he says, I want the bottom half.
Excellent. Well, you come back on the day of harvest, and you can have all of the harvest that grows under the ground in this field. And with that, poof, the boggart disappeared. And the farmer thought, well, I know what I'm going to grow in this field.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to grow tomatoes. Ah, and he sowed the seeds of the tomato in the field, and those tomato plants, they grew. And soon their little flowers appeared, and then their green fruits ripened into beautiful red fruits that look like Christmas decorations. And the day came for the harvest. And the farmer had just finished picking the last of his beautiful red tomatoes when, bah-ha! There was the boggart again. All right, I've come to collect my half. Certainly, said the farmer, I'm a man of my word, and you are welcome to the bottom half. You can have all the parts of the tomato that grow under the ground. And as you'll all know, the only part of the tomato that grows underground are the tomato's roots. And the boggart pulled out the tomato plant and he bit into the root. Tastes disgusting! You've tricked me! Well, next year, I want the top half. You won't trick me again. Very well, said the farmer. And that winter he rested after he'd taken all his tomatoes to market and got a good price for them. He was able to buy some extra seed for the fourth paddock. And guess what kind of seed he bought this time? The boggart was going to take everything on the top. So the farmer decided that he would grow potatoes. He grew a whole field of potatoes. First the little green shoots appeared, and then the big green plants appeared. Down beneath the ground, the potato tubers were multiplying. The potatoes flowered, then they started to brown and wilt. Day came for harvest. Oh, it's always fun harvesting potatoes, isn't it?
Oh, yum.
It's like a treasure hunt. Oh, and the farmer, he was digging in the lovely dark earth, taking out all the potatoes, piling them up. And he just finished loading them on the back of his cart when who should appear but the boggart. Harvest time, my favorite time. Where's my half? I'm gonna have
tops. He's having the tops.
Oh, he's having the tops. That's right. He wanted the tops. He saw the tomatoes last time. And now he's going to have the tops. And the farmer said, over there, I've made a big pile of all the tops of the potatoes for you. You're welcome to them. And the boggart raced over and he picked up the tops of the potatoes and just a little note there. The tops of the potatoes are actually poisonous, so don't ever eat them. He said, you tricked me! The tops of the potatoes taste disgusting! Oh, I tell you what, I'm going to decide what we're growing next year in my field. I say, none of this tops and bottoms business. We're going to grow wheat. Yes. And half of the field will be mine and half of the field will be yours. And when it's time to harvest it, the person who finishes harvesting their side of the field first gets all the wheat. And if you finish first, not only do you get all the wheat, then I promise I'll go away and never come back again. Well, that would be quite good, thought the farmer. But if I finished harvesting the wheat first, then I get all the wheat and I get you as well.
Doesn't sound like such a deal, does it? Well, the farmer took all the potatoes to market. They were such delicious potatoes. Oh, he was paid well for them. And he was able to buy the wheat seed. And he rested over winter. And when it came to spring and time to sow the wheat seed, he sprinkled it out in the paddock. And he watered it. And sure enough, soon the little green fingers of wheat, which looks a lot like grass when it grows, because it's from the grass family, it began to shoot up, but it got taller and taller and taller and taller and taller than grass. And soon it was sprouting the little heads with the seeds on it. And soon, under the gaze of the sun, those heads began to grow golden until the day came that it was time to harvest the wheat. And the boggart turned up and he had his scythe. Now, I'm not sure if you know what a scythe is. But it is an old-fashioned gardening tool. It's like a stick, and it's got a big curved knife that's sharp on one side on the end. And you swing your scythe like this, and with the knife on the end, you can cut the wheat or the grass. And the farmer, well, he sharpened up his scythe as well. The night before, as he lay in bed, tossing and turning, knowing that he probably couldn't harvest the wheat as fast as the boggart, and not only would he lose all the wheat, that he would also have to go and become the servant of the boggart, he'd done something very sneaky. He'd gone out into the boggart's half of the wheat field, and he had planted little sticks of metal all through the wheat, like little rods of metal like this that you couldn't see because they blended in with the wheat.
Oh, that's sneaky.
Very sneaky. Right, said the boggart. Let's see who's going to win this competition. I've got a lucky feeling I have that today will be my day for harvest. And so they took up their places, each either side of the field. They took their scythes, and the boggart said, "On your marks, get set, and chop!" And they started to swing their scythes back and forth and back and forth. And you probably never have done any scything. I've had a bit of a go. It's actually really hard work. Chop, 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 chop. And of course, the boggart, he started to chop faster and faster and faster, and he was getting ahead of the farmer when all of a sudden his scythe hit one of these metal bars. Bang! And it blunted his scythe. Oh, what's happened here? And the boggart had to sit down, and he had to take out his sharpening stone, and he had to sharpen up his scythe again. Meanwhile, the farmer, he was still scything away, and he passed the boggart, but the boggart was up again with his scythe. He'd fixed it again, and off he was going. Chop, 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 and the farmer, chop, 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 chop. And again, the boggart was coming up close behind when, bang, oh, the boggart hit another one of those metal, metal sticks, yes. We have them at home. We use them in the garden, don't we?
Yeah.
Rebar, we call them. Metal rebar in the garden. Oh, and again, it took a big chip out of his scythe, and he had to stop, and he had to sharpen his scythe again. And while the boggart was sharpening his scythe, the farmer, he was chop, 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 chop. And he finished chopping his side of the field. And you can imagine the boggart, he was so angry because now the farmer got all the wheat, and he had promised that he would go away. He stood up and he stomped his feet so hard that he disappeared down into the ground. And that was the last that the farmer ever saw of him. But you know what? The farmer thought, my father, every year he left one of the fields to rest, and he only planted 3 of the 4 fields. And my grandfather, he only ever planted 3 of the 4 fields. And my great-grandfather, he only planted 3 of the 4 fields. And you know what? Sometimes there's a good reason why people do things. And I think that from this day forth, I'm only going to plant 3 of the 4 fields as well. Because he wasn't in any hurry to see that boggart ever again. And that is the story from England of the farmer and the boggart. And that's quite an old practice, is leaving part of your garden to rest every year, because
it surely is.
Just like you, the ground, the earth, and all the little creatures that live in the earth, they need to rest as well.
Yeah, and time to recover and get some energy back.
That's right. So we often leave parts of our garden fallow to have a rest, or sometimes we plant things which are called green crops in them, which is kind of handy. Yeah. So I quite like that story. What did you think of that story, Bat Lamb?
Well, I'm glad I don't know any boggarts.
No. I'm not sure if we have boggarts in New Zealand.
Oh, well, that's a relief. They don't sound very friendly.
No, they're a bit mischievous, huh?
Yeah. It was a bit sneaky of the farmer, though, putting those metal rods in the wheat.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit sneaky.
It was a bit sneaky, but I guess the stakes were high. Yeah, okay. All right, well, we have another harvest song.
Another harvest song?
Yeah, well, we just thought we'd celebrate harvest. Remember my harvester? What's this one about? I don't know. Well, it's about... Well, you know what? I've actually changed it.
You've changed it?
Yeah, I've changed it around. It's a very old harvest song, and it usually goes oats, peas, beans, and barley grow.
Oats, peas, beans, and barley grow.
Yeah, but most people in their gardens at home don't grow oats and barley.
No, I've never heard of them before.
Well, Pete likes oats. Well, he likes porridge. That's what people do with oats sometimes. And barley used to be quite common for making bread, but we use mostly wheat now to make barley. So I thought we could change it to things that are growing right now that we're harvesting.
Oh, like sapotes?
Well, we could put sapotes in there, but I was thinking about that other green fruit that you guessed.
Oh, feijoas!
Yeah, we could put feijoas in there, couldn't we? Feijoas and...
apples!
Yeah, and apples, feijoas, apples, and... I thought maybe we could put potatoes, but actually the thing that I love harvesting at this time of year is my kumara.
Ooh, sweet potatoes!
Yeah!
Well, I love sweet potatoes!
Yeah. So I thought we could sing apples, feijoas, and kumara grow.
Okay. It's a bit of a mouthful.
It is, but I think we can do it. All right. All right. Do you think you could do that? Yeah? Frankie's getting ready. She must have got hungry.
I think it's because we're talking about food all the time.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so it goes like this. Apples, feijoas, and kumara grow. Apples, feijoas, and kumara grow. Can you or I or anyone know how apples, feijoas, and kumara grow? Now, kumara is like the potato. They are one of those plants that grow under the ground. Apples?
They grow in a tree.
Yep. And what about feijoas?
A bush.
Yes, a feijoa bush. All right. So should we all try and sing that together again?
All right.
Here we go. Are you ready, Pete?
Yep.
All right. You start off then. And kumara grow. Apples, feijoas, and kumara grow. Could you or I or anyone know how apples, feijoas, and kumara grow?
Oh, well, what do you have to do to get all this nice food?
Well, you have to start with your seed. First, you have to plant your seed. Yeah, who's planted seeds here before? Yeah. What were you growing?
Beans.
Ooh, I love beans. That's one of Pete's favorite beans. So first we have to plant our seed. Then we stand and take our ease.
Take your ease? What does that mean?
You have a little bit of a rest because gardening's quite hard work. Then you stamp your feet and clap your hands. And we change the words a little bit. We're going to say, and we give thanks to the land. All right. Shall we try that?
Okay. Stamp my feet.
First we go and plant the seed. Then we stand and take our ease. We stamp our feet and clap our hands. And we give thanks to the land. Apples feed Joas and Kumara grow. Apples feed Joas and Kumara grow. Can you or I or anyone know how apples feed Joas and Kumara grow?
Then what do you have to do?
Well, you have to look after your seeds, don't you?
Like, what, tell them stories?
Yeah, I like to talk to my plants. But what about just giving them some water?
Okay.
Then we go and water our seeds. Then we stand and take our ease. We stomp our feet and clap our hands. And we give thanks to the land. Apples and kumara feed Joa grow. Apples and kumara feed Joa grow. Can you or I or anyone know how apples feed Joas and kumara grow?
Then what?
Oh, then there's the weeds. Pete doesn't like this bit. He doesn't like doing weeding. It's usually the job I have to do. Have any of you done some weeding? Yeah. It's hard work, isn't it? The trick is not to pull the plants out that you want to grow. So here we go. And then we're going to weed. Then we go and move the weeds. Bam. And take our ease. We stamp our feet and clap our hands. And we give thanks to the land. Apples, kumara, and joas grow. Apple feed joas and kumara grow. Can you or I or anyone know how apples feed joas and kumara grow?
Huh. It's exhausting.
It is growing food. It's quite hard work, really. So you've planted your seeds, you've watered them, you've removed the weeds, and then they grow. And then what do? Yay! Finally you get to eat them! Alright, last time. Here we go. Then we go and harvest we need. We stack our stands and take our ease. We stomp our feet and clap our hands. And we give thanks to the land. Last time. Here we go. Apples feed Joas and kumara grow. Apples feed Joas and kumara grow. Could you or I or anyone know how apples feed Joas and kumara grow?
I need to go for a rest after that. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, well, luckily you've got some nice things to eat like apples feed Joas and kumara.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.